I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Central Asia's people face extreme struggles every day. Eric Mock of Slavic Gospel Association was recently in the area to provide biblical training for the churches. Mock says,
much like we see in James chapter 2, it is foolish for us to pat someone on the back and say, just be warmed and blessed when they're suffering under great hardship, when they don't have enough food on their table. Women who are saying, I am beaten nightly by a drunken husband. So the training that we conducted was equipping the church solely with the Word of God and showing them where the Word of God can be brought to bear in these different storms of life.
Two things in common with these believers. They want to know God more, and they want to know His peace. Would you join us in praying to that end? You can find out more about SGA's ministry in Central Asia at missionnews.org. A different Great Commission challenge is growing restrictions on the spread of the gospel. That said, it's more important than ever to make His Word accessible to everyone, everywhere. And kids are no exception. Keys for Kids is reaching out to them.
And really the idea is just to provide them a radio station that they can praise God with, they can listen to great programs, they can learn about God's Word, focus on God's Word, and eventually become leaders in our culture.
That's Greg Yoder of Keys for Kids, and he says the 8 hours of programming includes dramas, devotionals, and music. And the impact is reaching all the way around the world.
What's great about Keys for Kids Radio is that you're not just listening to it in the United States, but you can listen to it in Australia, New Zealand, and Europe.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Do you want stories that'll help you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on the current events, plus gospel connections, action points, and more at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.